Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading Thalassophobia by Blood of the Forest. This is from Reddit, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's get started. When I was a girl, I was afraid of the ocean. My father had always told me to stay away from the sea, and that alone would have been enough to make me wary. But one night after I'd been sent to a friend's for a sleepover, my father came to pick me up early and told me that my mother had drowned. The wariness that had been curled inside me thrashed at this so violently that I thought I'd drown in the dry room I was stood in. My mother had been an odd woman. She wasn't a bad parent, but it was clear that she'd fallen out of love with my father, and so I often heard strange, muffled arguments through the walls at night. None of the snippets that I could catch really made sense. She would complain how she wanted to return to the sea, as if it wasn't right there on our doorstep. I heard a confusingly intense plea for my father to give my mother a coat, even though she cared little for fashion and had always had the odd ability to shrug off the cold, even when the winds were bitingly cold. When we returned home, the place looked ransacked, but seeing the state my father was in, I didn't question it. In fact, I didn't ask him any questions about that night at all. There had always been an odd distance between my father and I. But the loss of my mother made it worse. I became panicky at any mention of the ocean, a horrible fate when you live a 20-minute walk from the shore. My father took to regularly going out to sea, a change that horrified me even more than it confused me. He'd never been much of a fisherman, but suddenly his friend would call him about a sighting of some potential catch and he'd be off. I was told I wasn't allowed on these trips. I could think of nothing worse than joining him anyway. I wanted to move far away when I left home, but moving is expensive, and I actually ended up a little closer to the sea. I hated it at first, but if I'd left then, I would never have met Sam. Sam loved the ocean even more than I hated it. We met at the pub, and even though his job was just renting small boats to tourists and taking them on little jaunts along the coast, he seemed so enchanted by the sea. He knew myths and legends aplenty, and had told me 3 before our first meeting ended. It was hard not to love his enthusiasm. Being around Sam slowly changed how I felt about the ocean. Sam never actively tried to change my mind. He acknowledged that the seas could certainly be tragic, and my mother's death was tragic. But his attitude was so different than that of either of my parents. My mother had clearly wanted to spend more time at sea, but something had kept her away. And on the other extreme, there was my father, who, even when he had decided he did want to start heading out on fishing trips, he did so with a bizarrely intense determination that had no joy in it. "Maybe he's fishing for the wrong prey," Sam suggested when I expressed my confusion about the situation. We were both a little drunk when this conversation occurred, and right away I could see Sam regretting his words. He'd always been polite with my father, but never quite seemed to actually like him. "What do you mean?" "It's nothing, I'm sorry." I pressed further, though, and eventually Sam told me. "Look, it might not even be true, but I heard rumors that the big catch that your father heads out to hunt is seal." "A seal? What?" I didn't know what I'd been expecting, but it wasn't this. "Why would he?" I asked. "I don't know, but that's what Ben alerts him to. Sightings of seals. Ben says your father pays him, but maybe he was making stuff up." I didn't really know what to do with this information, and our conversation moved on to other things. It wasn't until the next morning that I decided that I needed to know the truth about what my father was doing. Ben confirmed the seal story when I found him in the pub a few nights later. He had no answers as to why my father would possibly want to hunt for seals, but he had no reason to lie to me either. More importantly, he was more than happy to offer the exact same seal alerting service to me as he did my father, just as long as I was equally willing to pay. Later that night, I asked Sam to teach me how to use one of his boats. He was surprised, but more than happy to take me out after work the next day. I told him, almost truthfully, that I wanted to try to get rid of my fear of the open water. I was shaking the next day, but even when Sam asked if I wanted to change my mind, I pushed forwards. The first session was only 10 minutes long, and I returned to the shore dizzy with fear, but asking if I could go out again sometime. The first text I got from Ben, I couldn't do anything about, because all of the little boats were currently being rented. The second I was at work for and didn't even see until hours later. The third time was a charm, though, and I borrowed keys for one of the boats and headed out towards the cold, dark sea. If I hadn't missed one of those two earlier texts, then my whole life would be different. But instead, I took the boat out in the direction that Ben recommended, and soon enough, I saw another boat in front of me. The sound of the shot alarmed me. I hadn't really thought about how my father would be hunting a seal, but I suppose I'd assumed he'd be using a net. As he pulled the seal's corpse onto his boat, I got closer until I was close enough to see the knife in his hand, carving away at the creature he'd hunted. I screamed. My father hadn't noticed me until the scream. I don't know if the sound of the gunshot had temporarily deafened him, or if he was just so manically focused on the task in front of him that everything else had faded away. But either way, my scream drew his attention. "Stay away!" he yelled. I was close enough now to see that he was covered in blood, and had been partway through skinning the seal when I had interrupted him. I stood up. It wasn't a seal in the boat. It had been a seal when he'd shot it, I was sure of that. I'd seen a seal being pulled onto the boat, but the partially skinned thing lying dead by his feet wasn't a seal anymore. It was my mother. He'd killed my mother. Sam told me about a legend of Selkie on our first date. Beautiful shapeshifters who can turn from their human form to that of a seal by pulling back on the seal skin they've shed. They love for the sea, but sometimes in myths, a Selkie's lover will hide the seal skin away so that the Selkie is doomed to remain on land. The myth Sam told me never said what a child of a Selkie would be like, but seeing my father there, the skin of a seal in his hand and the corpse of a human by his feet, I didn't care. I moved my small boat close enough to the other. But the sides scraped loudly together, and tore my life jacket off as I ran at my father. His knife was still stuck in my mother's skin, and he failed to free it before I sent both of us over the side of the boat. I unbuckled my father's life jacket, and tore it off of him as we thrashed in the water, and then I dove. I'd had no reason to believe that I could swim. I'd never had lessons or practiced, but somehow I knew that I could do this. I had my father's neck in the crook of my right arm, and even despite his panicked flailing and massive drag factor, I was still making progress. My legs kicked forcefully, and I could feel my father getting weaker. I'd never felt stronger. I continued to descend, even after he'd stopped moving, and when I finally returned to the surface, I was alone. I climbed into my father's boat and gently stroked my mother's cheek. Her sealskin was still partially attached to her, and I knew that nobody could find her like that. But the taste of bile behind my teeth, I held the knife that was still stuck in her and cut the coat loose. I couldn't bring her back with me, but that was okay. Burying her on land would have felt like a betrayal, knowing what I know now. We weren't too close to the shore, and it was well and truly dark now. Nobody would come looking for my father until tomorrow, at the earliest. And when they did, what would they find? The seas are dangerous, after all. And sometimes people get hurt. It could be a problem that Ben knew that he texted us both about the seal the night before my father's death. But I wasn't sure he'd say anything. Even if he did, hunting seals can be dangerous. An accident would be a far more believable narrative than an unarmed woman who'd barely been to sea, successfully finding and killing someone like my father. The knife we'd both used to skin my mother was thrown into the sea with her body. I kept the seal skin with me, though I was too afraid to drape it around my shoulders. Would it be able to turn me as it could turn her? Was I ready for either answer to that question? Either way, I wanted it with me. It was the only thing that I felt like it had ever truly belonged to her. Back at home, I dried the skin and hid it away in the back of my wardrobe, uncomfortably reminded how my father must have hidden it from her all those years ago. I remember how much of a mess our home looked when I was brought home from the sleepover all those years ago. I realized how desperately my mother must have searched and how well my father must have hidden her skin from her. I walked into the bathroom and turned on the bath taps. The sound of the water was calming, and when it was finally deep enough, I climbed in. It felt too small, though, and I understood why my mother had felt out of place here. When I was a girl, I was afraid of the ocean. Today, it feels like home. That's the end of the story. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. If you'd like to support this channel even more, hey, you can do so by liking this episode wherever you are and subscribing and following for more. But there's also a Patreon, actually, as with all YouTube creators. So if you want to support the channel, you can do so there as well. And join the Discord if you'd like to talk to us and hang out. But hey, it's not a big deal. It's really low key. So I appreciate you for being here. Thank you for stopping by and choosing this story to listen to. We'll see you in the next one.